the New Haven Wildlife Sanctuary, which is about 350 k's northwest of Alice Springs and home to the world's largest feral cat eradication project, it has reached a very important milestone. A very impressive milestone, really. After investing more than $1.5 million, fencing off nearly 10,000 hectares, the owners there, AWC, have declared that entire area to be completely free of feral animals. How many spots in Australia can say that, do you reckon? It is one hell of an effort. The sanctuary manager there, Joe Schofield, says a lot of work has gone into making this happen.
It took just under 12 months to complete that eradication. We had a great team of people working on the project. We had some professional trappers and feral animal control officers that use conventional trapping and hunting techniques, and we also worked with the local Indigenous community. So after about 6 months, they pretty much knew all of the individual cats and foxes that were left in that area. So by the time we got to the last cat, number 46, they knew that there was only one cat left in that area. And they knew that because we were tracking constantly. There's over 120 kilometres of dirt roads in that reintroduction area, and we would drag a tyre behind vehicles across that 120 kilometres of transect, and then the next morning go out and look for any evidence of cats or foxes or rabbits crossing that track. On top of that, we had 140 infrared cameras deployed across that whole area. So we were able to collect a whole lot of information.
How did you actually track the animals in the first place? How did you capture them?
We used a combination of different techniques. So cage traps, padded jaw soft traps were the main techniques we used.
And it was mostly cats and foxes?
Yeah, so we ended up with 46 cats removed from that area and two foxes. There were two fairly significant populations of rabbits as well, and we were able to eradicate all of those rabbits, and we managed to fence all of the camels out of that space as well. So it's completely feral-free.
What does that mean for the biodiversity of that region?
So for biodiversity, that means that there's going to be a lot less predator pressure in that area. A cat will eat up to five animals every single night. So in that 9,400 hectares, that's approximately 1,000 native animals every 4 days. That's nearly 100,000 animals per annum that cats were eating in that area. So for some of the threatened species that live in there, like the black-footed rock wallaby and the great desert skink and the brush-tailed mulgara, they're going to be able to recover into healthier populations again, which is really important for those species. But it also means that a lot of animals that used to live in this area that cannot exist here anymore when there are cats, we can actually bring them back. So that'll be animals like the marla, which is a small kangaroo about the size of a football, and the red-tailed phascogale, which is sort of like a large carnivorous mouse that runs really fast through the trees, and brush-tailed bettong and the bilby and the numbat. All these animals we'll be bringing back to that area over the next few years.
Are there plans to extend the feral-free zone beyond this area?
Yes, there are. So the plan is to expand that area up to 100,000 hectares. And to do that, it'll require roughly, depending on the final shape of the fence, roughly another 130 kilometres of predator-proof fence. So the current 9,400 hectares has got a 45-kilometre perimeter. So the installation of infrastructure will be about three to four times what we've already installed. These fences are a serious piece of infrastructure. To keep a cat out with a fence, it has to be a very serious fence. So it's 1.8 metres high. It's made of heavy-duty, high-quality netting. It's got two electric wires. It's got a skirt that lays on the surface of the ground inside and outside. And it's got a top that hangs towards the outside of the fence so that if any cat manages to get up past the electric wires and tries to go over, it has to essentially climb over backwards and hang onto an unstable moving fence. So they're expensive. They, the fence, the 44 kilometres, cost over $1.5 million to construct, and that money is principally through donations from the public.
That's Joe Schofield. He's the sanctuary manager there at New Haven in Central Australia, speaking to Jack Price. That fenced-off area, it's nearly 10,000 hectares in size, AWC declaring that it is free of feral animals.